Now, what about emergency care? Very often we talk about that here on the programme. I was full of praise, as you may have heard on the show recently, for an experience I had at the Royal Victoria Hospital's emergency department. Not everyone is full of praise. Some people do find it challenging, whichever department they go to, and they really can't cope with the long waits. Now, a survey has been published today entitled What Emergency Department Consultants Really Think. Emergency departments, or ED consultants, in Northern Ireland highlighted the difficulties facing emergency care within the context of insufficient resources. The questionnaire found that 98% of respondents think emergency medicine in Northern Ireland is in a state of crisis. 89% agreed that the situation in their emergency department felt worse than previous years. 94% considered that patient dignity is compromised on a daily basis because of ED crowding. 91% strongly agreed that patients are at increased risk of poorer outcomes due to a crowding in the emergency departments. Almost all of them, those respondents, 98%, agreed there is an insufficient number of medical and nursing staff to cope with current demands in the departments. 97% said they've felt at times stressed during their working day because of an inability to deliver high-quality care to patients. And 91% do not believe that it is sustainable working, indeed, in emergency care in the current environment. That spells to me crisis in capital letters. Let me speak to Dr. Sean McGovern, who's a consultant in emergency medicine. It's a very negative report, Dr. McGovern.
Well, it reflects the pressures that have been on the system, and that is evidenced by very disappointing waiting time figures for patients who are waiting for a bed, who have been seen and are currently assessed for admission. So it's been a very difficult winter, probably one of the worst winters going for in the past, then when we look back. So it's not surprising to those of us who work at the front line that these are the figures. The emphasis has to be on providing the safest, most optimal care for patients with the dignity that they deserve, and credit departments are not delivering on that.
It's interesting, as I say, I had an experience of having to visit A&E around Easter time, and I must say, I've covered this so often on the programme, I'd almost decided to take my sandwiches with me and to go and have a long stay in A&E, and I didn't expect for anyone to speak to me for maybe hours being there. But when I arrived, there's an excellent system at the RVH of, needless to say, I wasn't surprised, I was checked in the moment that you arrived because they have to take your name. But the person did it with great vibrance, warmth and friendliness, and gave me an idea of how long it would be before a nurse would speak to me. And that more or less all fell into place. The nurse did come and speak to me, and then a second person came and spoke to me. Now, I had allowed myself about 12 hours for the entire experience. I was in, out, having been seen to in great detail, within 5 hours. I would say I was 5 hours there. Now, the words that are being used in this report say ashamed, appalled, anxious, stressed, tired, fearful, helpless, impotent, guilty, let down, exasperated, crushed, overwhelmed, worn out, drowning, drained, deflated, demoralised, disheartened. That's the sort of terminology used by the staff in the survey. Where I found upbeat, vibrant, positive, helpful would have been the words I would have associated with the staff in there on that particular Tuesday. So, you know, which side of this argument is right?
Well, clearly the people who work at the front line as professionals are going to have a greater handle on this than any anecdotal experience. But let me be absolutely clear about this here. Though the people who work in the emergency department, both medical and nursing staff, are among the most resilient of people. What this survey is actually very clearly indicating that the elastic limit of that resilience was tested this winter. There will be the problem with crowding is largely due to exit block in emergency departments where patients who require admission. Now, if we look at your experience, there are many people who will go to an emergency department who don't require admission, who will flow through an emergency department quickly, and that is appropriate. So the 75% of people who attend emergency departments who do not require admission will largely get a good service and will hopefully meet with the experience that you represent. The problem becomes when we have a situation where we have patients who require admission, many of whom are of the elderly, many of whom have comorbid conditions which are complex and require admission, and when they build up in the emergency department because there are little or no beds for them, then that gives rise to the problem. And that is the big issue facing emergency medicine. It's not people attending who require discharge, who are seen, sorted, and discharged, even if it's out with the four-hour target. It's still, your perception of it was that you were seen in a timely fashion, you got sorted, whatever you got had needed, required to be done, and you left satisfied. And that is, many patients will experience that. It's down, it's the frustration of dealing with those patients who should be in a bed that is causing the problem within an emergency department.
And that must be frustrating for both staff and the patient, and of course the patient's family.
Well, I think the survey very clearly illustrated the frustration and the stress, and those terms you've used have been built because of the inability to deliver optimum care to patients all of the time, and when patients' dignity was compromised. That is clearly distressing to both medical and nursing staff.
So what's the fix? How do we make it that everyone who goes in comes out with the positive attitude that I am happy to give from my one experience? How do we change the system where the majority of people are giving a positive review? Because in fairness, those who contact this programme also talk negatively about their experiences.
Yeah, well, I think there is obviously a balanced view to this here. The problems that exist within an emergency department are a window, are a barometer to the pressures within the health service as a whole. We have an elder population. We have to stop pretending that this is a surprise now. We have an older population. Public health has been a success. People live longer, have higher quality lives, but when they get older, much older, they will become much sicker because of the comorbid conditions, and therefore they require acute care. And when they require acute care, we're going to need more beds. The UK as a whole has less beds than most of European counterparts per thousand of the population. So there's an issue about having more beds. There is evidence in this study and survey that the length of stay of beds has reduced. And so there is some evidence of transformation in terms of thinking. People who get into hospital now tend to be sicker and older, and therefore stay longer. So there has been some improvement in terms of the length of stay. However, there's critical issues with regard to social care that need to be addressed in terms of beds. And in the first instance, I think we're going to need to have more acute beds to get over this period of time going forward that we're at the moment.
Having a government, someone acting on Bengoa, would any of that help?
Clearly, many of my colleagues expressed great hope going forward in the autumn of 2016 when the Bengoa report and the minister's report came forward and delivering together, and people really seen that, the minister's vision as a way forward, and since then they've got nothing. It's incredibly frustrating to professionals. It's incredibly unhelpful that we do not have politicians working to co-produce and deliver the changes that are so much required in the health service currently.
I can understand you saying that. Doctor, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you. Dr. Sean McGovern there on the programme. Your experiences of A&E are always very welcome on this show. Dr. Sean McGovern knows what he's talking about because he's a consultant in emergency medicine. He's not just visiting it one Tuesday in the year. He is there all the time.